WRWFM.
Now the Lord can make you tumble. The Lord can make you turn. The Lord can make you overflow.
Goodness, 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 goodness me. I cannot believe, folks, that tonight we came into the studio and we were not able to record my very special episode of Landon Lamigan and Lamigan. Oh, jeez. Okay, it's very quiet and I am feeling extra, I'm feeling a little extra wild today. And I think it's because I didn't get to get my energy out with my Lamigan and Lamigan. And I'm sitting here just tapping my foot, get really antsy, jingling my chains, rattling the cages. And I'm just wondering why we have things like state auditors, state governors, lieutenant governors. I think I make a hell of a lieutenant governor. I think I make a hell of one for certain. Because, folks, the problem with the way the government is run is there's just too many jobs. And everybody's always jockeying for this job or that job. Tonight we're going to help you sort through which job you want and which job you don't want. And I'm going to be honest with you, Diesel.
Lamigan, you know what I'm going to ask? Well, you probably have an interview. What do you need?
What do I need?
What do you need from me tonight for the show? I don't ever ask.
Oh, well, it's actually very kind of you to ask. Well, there's two things I kind of wanted to get to tonight. Well, the first thing, I'll keep talking about what I was talking about. Folks, tonight we have a very special guest. He will be calling in. His name is Candidate Coogan, Mr. Robert Bob Coogan. And he is running for the very, very highly sought position of state auditor. Now, have you ever had an audit? Me neither, because I don't even pay my taxes.
I've never
paid taxes.
That's something you should tell him.
I might mention it, but I don't want him to audit me. But he knows my first and last name, but he don't know my security number. Is that what it's called, a security number?
When you have a number.
Yeah, the number's all they need, and then they crack into anything.
That's how we get our paychecks.
Well, I had this one lady. She told me her security number, and I was able to hack into her medical records. And it just didn't seem right. I was looking through and just saw her. I saw her blood pressure, her weight. I saw how many cancer cells were in her blood. It just did not feel right just looking at this lady's her medical records that I was able to hack.
It's like wearing x-ray goggles.
Yeah, well, sometimes, yeah, if you have somebody's social security number, you're wearing x-ray goggles, only you're not looking through their clothes. You're looking through their files. And there's nothing more important to, honestly, to an American citizen than their precious files, of which I have none. Do you have files, Diesel?
There is a burn box that I've never opened.
Well, it's full of ashes, right?
Well, it's a burn box, would imagine.
I've got a burn box, too. It's where I put the things after I burn them.
I would have to think that the burn box is completely burnt.
Have you ever burned money, Diesel?
You mean on women?
Well,
I have never wasted a dollar in my life on a woman.
I didn't say that, Diesel.
I don't waste my money when I'm with women.
Paper bill is flammable. I want to know, have you ever caught money on fire?
You mean a burn job?
A burn job. Well, you know, because sometimes I gamble too much. Sometimes I make a little too much cash. It's just too hot. I don't want to get caught with it. I don't want it to be seen. So I burn it to ash.
Well, Lamigan, when these two men call in, because it might be two politicians with that, which I hate career politicians who will bring that up.
Well, hopefully they're not that.
Well, hopefully they're not career politicians.
And God bless them if they are.
I want, if two of separate people that you scheduled may be by accident you scheduled two men at the same time, if they call at the same time, please chase the other one off the phone, and we'll try to just get one of them to hang up.
I don't love the strategy. But the other thing,
your strategy? You've killed before.
Well, I thought maybe we could have a debate.
Okay, well, you can try to do that too.
I'll try to do a whole bunch of things, but we'll see, because we usually get some pretty high catalyst callers. Crazy Horse, Insomnia Cookies. And when these people call us, it's sort of like you can hear a pin drop in the room because I'm so nervous. You hear my sweat drop to the floor. But something about politicians, I just get excited. And you know,
my gym teacher used to call me Sweat Drop.
Sweat Drop? Is it because you...
Every time I would start sweating, it would... The ball of sweat would pound to the ground, it would shake the floor.
That's a shame.
Can you imagine just a shameful ball of sweat pounding?
Yes, and it's funny that you say that, because one thing I will add is, quickly before we get the gentleman on the line, I'm selling chocolates. Folks, there's something that you see everybody in the world doing, and it's eating their favorite chocolate bar. So what I'm doing is I'm doing my new, it's sort of like Uber, and I'm going to be selling my own chocolate bars. So if you're able to call into the show and let me know your favorite candy bar, I will go to the store and I will buy that candy bar for you. You can give me double the price to make up for the trouble, and that's my new service. I'm going to call it Lammies. Okay, people? It's called Lammies. So look up on your phone. That's how it works, right, Diesel? They just look it up on their phone?
Yes.
They just search Lammies, and maybe this will come up. And it'll be me. And then you can call, and I'll get you chocolate. So we'll talk more about the chocolate after the gentlemen depart. But, and we might not get to it until next week, but folks, isn't that exciting? Listening, hear me talk about chocolate bars and candy and all your favorites. There's Hershey, Mally's. I'll go to Mally's for you. I'll get you some chocolate-covered strawberries. Folks, chocolate's one of my favorite foods. Chocolate makes you chubby. Chocolate makes you happy. And I read one time that chocolate, it actually releases chemicals in your brain similar to drugs. So, folks, if you like chocolate, then you like me, then maybe you should hook up with me and give us a call.
Is it true that chocolate does the same thing to your spine as acid?
Is it true? Maybe. Okay, folks, so we are going to shift gears here, and we have a very special guest. We actually have a couple calling in tonight, hopefully, and we are hoping to hear from them. And my name is Landon Lamigan, sir. Welcome to the Good Night Show with Landon Lamigan.
Hey, good evening.
How are you?
I'm fabulous. I'm fabulous. This is Steve Krause running for Congress in the 9th Congressional District. Thank you very much for inviting me on your show this evening.
Mr. Krause, it is wonderful to have you, and I just have to ask, what makes you want to run for Congress?
Well, that's a great question, and interestingly enough, I was at a meeting just earlier this evening, and they asked the exact same question. Made great... we have I'm very motivated to help drain the swamp, not only in Washington, D.C., because that's where I want to go, but even in here in Ohio as well. I'm originally an Ohioan. I live in Sandusky, Ohio, but I was in Special Forces for the United States Air Force. I traveled all around the world. when you're the tip of the spear, and anytime there's a hot spot, you have to go there.
Mr. Krause, you mentioned draining the swamp, and I gotta just jump in there really quick and say,
sure.
If you don't mind me saying, some people call it a swamp, I call it a toilet, and I say flush it away. Flush it away. Now, Mr. Krause, if you don't mind, we have another caller. He's participating in this election as well. His name is Robert Coogan. He's running for Ohio State Auditor. Mr. Coogan, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Really appreciate you letting me on the show.
Absolutely. We're so happy to have you both on here. We got Mr. Coogan and we got Mr. Krause, and we are just so pleased that both of you were able to make it tonight, because we have lots of callers who are very politically uncertain, politically uninformed, and we simply need guidance. Let me start before we even jump into the nitty gritty, and Mr. Krause sort of went into his background a little bit, but Mr. Coogan, do you think getting the vote out is an important thing for young people to do?
Oh, I definitely do. I think young people kind of getting involved with the electoral process, and that includes getting a good understanding of the candidates that are on the ballot, and then getting out and exercising the right to vote is a good thing.
Well, Mr. Krause, what do you think?
Well, I mean, we need to be
oh, geez.
We need to vote. I mean, it's a civic duty, and I think it's extremely important. And sadly, most states have less than 50% actually registered. And like in the primary this year here in Ohio, only 14% turned out to vote, and they're talking about a low vote turnout this time too. So it's very important, and young people, especially millennials who are going to be inheriting this country, they're our future, and they need to be involved. They need to be informed and involved.
See, I'm sort of caught in this rack in a hard place. Part of me wants to say, you know, everyone should be required to vote. Make them do it. Just make them get out there and do it. But the other part of me is like, don't tell me what to do. Now, Mr. Coogan, I gotta ask, you are a member of the Libertarian Party. Now,
that's correct. Yeah.
Could you explain, because you probably get this a lot, what the difference is between a liberal and a libertarian is?
Well, a liberal in the current definition of liberal is an individual who believes the government should be taking care of everybody, basically.
Oh, like a big babysitter.
He was basically spending taxpayer money to make sure kind of the government has is providing for really, you know, a lot of basic needs. Where a libertarian is from a libertarian perspective, each individual is responsible for themselves, and it's a matter of individual responsibility. And therefore kind of freedom to do what the individual needs to do to make, you know, to keep themselves, safe and healthy and prosperous, as long as that individual doesn't infringe on the rights of another and doesn't hurt other individuals or take others' property. So it's basically, don't hurt people, don't take their stuff. And libertarians are, I'll say, socially tolerant. So they're on the civil liberty side when it comes to social interactions. And as far as fiscally, though, there's a fiscal responsibility that the government should have, and not be spending taxpayer dollars where the Constitution really isn't permitting them to spend those dollars.
So, Thank you very much for that wonderful explanation. I'm hoping that our listeners will finally get through their thick skulls that there's a difference between these two L words. And Mr. Krause, you have a similar, well, I don't know if I want to say similar, but you are also thinking about taking a conservative approach to your state candidacy. Or, well, not state, I'm sorry, congressional candidacy. So what are you going to do to just sort of edge out Mrs. Marcy and her liberal trouble?
Well, I think part of her problem is her liberal policies are, I mean, she voted against the Trump tax cut. And, you know, the economy's booming right now. Even Lorraine Steele has announced that they're going to fire back up. The 9th congressional district, or the snake on the lake that stretches from Toledo to Cleveland, has been under Democrat rule for almost four decades. And when I was a kid growing up here, there was a lot of good paying union jobs. There was a lot of good paying middle class jobs. Well, they've all evaporated. We've hemorrhaged all those jobs now under Marcy's watch. She's been there 36 years. And Marcy didn't build this economic rebound, this booming economy, the stock market that's roaring. She didn't build that. She voted against it. And as a matter of fact, if she has her way and the Democrats take back control of the House, she's going to take it away from people. She's going to vote with Nancy Pelosi. So I think the number one issue is that the Democrats in Ohio, in the 9th district that I've been talking to, the blue-collar union Democrats, they're all voting Republican. And she's being quiet as a mouse right now because she knows that the voters aren't happy with her. She doesn't come over to the east side of the district, over there in Westlake. And if you believe in global warming, which I don't necessarily believe in, but if you do believe in it, then you should want nuclear under renewables. Because it's zero carbon.
So I want to ask you, because we do have to wrap up with you here, Mr. Krause. Is there one last thing? And I'm loving what you're saying, by the way. And I know our callers are just getting all sorts of ideas of who they want to vote for. So I was just wondering if you could just reiterate one last time for our listeners. Why should we vote Krause?
Well, you should vote Krause because I'm the best candidate. I work hard and try. I mean, my dad taught me a long time ago to go out and do your best. I was taught to do the right thing. And it's for God and country and, you know, for the future of my family, my children and grandchildren. So that's why y'all should vote for me. And I would just ask all your listeners to do this. Remember in November, vote Krause for the House.
Krause,
thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for calling in, Mr. Krause, and we wish you the best of luck, and we hope all of our listeners vote for you. Okay.
Candidate Coogan, we are so sorry.
Candidate Coogan, we just want to apologize. Mr. Krause did not respond to my email, and man-to-man, tonight wasn't his scheduled interview. This is your scheduled interview, Mr. Coogan, so I just wanted to apologize briefly to you. I wanted to let him say his piece, but bye-bye. It's your turn. So I'm so sorry about that.
No apologies necessary. I thank you for, again, letting me have some air.
Thank you so much. You're very humble. And I wanted to ask you because the reason that I was intrigued by your name on this ballot is because you are what is called you are running for the position of state auditor. Now, our listeners, like I said, can be very thick-skulled. This is a college station. They don't have the brightest of bulbs in their heads. What does a state auditor do?
Well, the role of the auditor of state is the constitutional officer who's responsible for ensuring the financial integrity and of state spending and also local entity spending and compliance with respect to financial and operational performance throughout the state, anywhere where they're spending tax dollars. And the Auditor of State's office does this by a mix of financial audits and in all state entities and local entities need to be audited on a regular basis from a financial perspective, make sure they're spending money correctly, accounting for it correctly, and properly using taxpayer funds. And then there's also performance audits, which are done on government programs, government entities, to ensure or help find any operational issues where there could be more efficiency, more effectiveness, and save taxpayer dollars that way. And then the final thing that the Auditor of State's office does are any special audits where there's a request for the state auditor to come in and take a look at a particular issue in a particular jurisdiction.
So that's
kind of what's going on in that office.
My co-host is gonna kill me, and I'm just being honest. I tell it how it is. It sounds like a boring job.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. I was gonna ask, how do you make it something that we need?
But we do need that kind of that oversight, that role of a watchdog is an absolutely necessary role to make sure that the funds that kind of flow into the coffers of the state and the local governments are spent the way they're supposed to be spent and the way they're appropriated to be spent. I'm not saying it's glamorous. I'm not saying necessarily it's exciting. I am saying it's necessary.
I say it's honorable.
Well, thank you, and I believe that position is an honorable position. But the thing is, it has to be independent, and it has to be objective, and it can't be pulled by the biases that come into play when either a Republican or a Democrat would be in there. They'd be greatly influenced by the political donors they've had, by the particular positions their parties are taking. They could not be completely, truly independent and objective in that office. And that office has to be an independent office.
Okay, so I need to ask, and let me know if I have this straight. So essentially what you're saying is a libertarian. You're sort of saying, like, okay, government people, Republicans, Democrats, do your thing, but I'm gonna keep your hands out of the pudding. Don't get any wise ideas. Is that essentially it? You just gotta make sure that they're keeping their hands out of the muck?
You mean as Auditor of State?
Yeah.
Well, it's I don't know if you. Well, there's an element of that. Yes, if by that you mean corruption or misuse, misappropriation of funds.
Right. Right.
But that's going to be anybody, whether Republican, Democrat, or independent. That's an element of fraud and theft that from an audit perspective, you're always looking for that. When either the auditing staff of the auditor's office or any independent public accounting firm that's hired by the Auditor of State to take a look at government entities. In either case, one of the things they're looking for, fraud. Keeping your hands out of the till.
So if you're not going to audit me, are you, Mr. Coogan? You wouldn't audit an individual.
Not an individual. Not unless you are controlling an entity or part of an entity that is spending public funds. But no, I'm not the equivalent of the IRS auditing individuals in the state of Ohio.
Good, because to be honest with you, I will not confirm or deny whether or not I would even recognize a tax form if you put it in front of my face, because I am not very fiscally moral. So I'm very much making sure that I'm not getting audited, but I'm glad to be talking to you because I need to ask, you see these names on the ballot, and I had to ask you, are you, what does a state or auditor of state do? and you told me, but what do you think, what do you make of these people who show up to the polls and they see these jobs, they don't even know what they are? Are they just looking for political parties at that point?
Well, unfortunately, in some cases, yes. And I'll maybe even say in many cases. There are folks, and it's pretty much studied this way. It's been shown, you know, there are individuals who will come in and vote for a Republican because they're a Republican, not because they know anything about them. And or the Democrats walk into the poll and vote, you know, a straight Democratic ballot.
No, sir. No. And you know, I think the same exact thing. I like to know the person. And if I like you, I want to see you win. Plain and simple. If I like you, I want you to win. And Mr. Coogan, I like the way you're talking tonight. I just have to add.
Well, Coogan is so likable. I mean, like you were saying, I mean, if you like the guy, vote him in. If you like the guy, vote him in. He can say, imagine the crazy things Coogan could say the day after he gets elected. And I would just be, I like the guy. He could say,
well,
I'm trying to think of an example, but I am brain dead.
I think I know. Yeah, I know you are. And I was going to ask, as this election is winding up, what does a candidate do to sort of de-stress, not have to worry so much, like I'm going to win or lose? Do you just go home at the end of the day and you're just saying, I did the best I can do, it's time for dinner?
I won't say it's the best I can do until the election's over. I think there's always some things that I can be doing, and I've got some great folks that are volunteering and helping me out, you know, and know a little bit more about how to reach people than I do.
Social media.
This is and radio. So trying to get as many angles as we can. But to your point. I do what I can do each day, and then kind of look to what I can do tomorrow and all the way through the election day, and I'll relax when the election's over.
All right. Well, Mr. Coogan, sorry, looking at the clock over here, it's all the way at the other side of the room, and I just want to ask. So we're about to wrap up here, and we are so grateful that you were able to come on the show, and we really do wish you the best of luck in this thing, and you know you got my vote. And I just want to say, is there any last, website? Is there a way we can participate and help out? Is there any lingering points you wanted to make? What can we do to remember you?
Okay. Just as a wrap-up kind of comment, I am the only candidate running for auditor of state that actually has auditor experience, believe that or not.
Okay.
I'm a certified public accountant. I'm a certified internal auditor. That particular license is inactive. I haven't really audited in quite a few years, but I've got that audit experience. I'm not a career politician. I've retired twice. I'm coming out of retirement and applying for a job to help bring kind of independence and objectivity to the Auditor of State's office, because, you know, I don't think the other two candidates can do that. And I'll be focused 100% on the auditor's job for 100% of the time while I'm in office. I don't want to be governor. I don't want to be a senator. I don't want to be a congressman. I don't want to be a state legislator. Just want to get in and do
no stepping stones.
Get that thing straightened out.
So, Mr. Coogan, so we're going to ask you just a fun one here, just before we go, if you don't mind.
Okay.
So it's kind of a two-in-one. So first, I actually have this little initiative going where I'm selling chocolate, so I'd like to know your favorite chocolate bar. And also, I'd like to know, just because she comes up a lot, and I know it's beating a dead horse, but what do you think about Hillary Clinton?
That's an interesting combination. Favorite chocolate bar is Snickers.
Yummy.
And Hillary Clinton, I think she had I don't think she quite had the when they, you know, either
she should be in jail, is what you're saying.
You're putting words on my mouth with that one.
I think you're saying that, Diesel. I think you're saying that. He says that a lot. So do I. But so before we depart, Mr. Coogan, thank you so much for being on the show. We've never talked to a candidate for the Auditor of State before. I think you mentioned coming out of retirement, and that surprises me because you have a very useful sounding voice. And I just wanted to know, do you have a web address we can visit, or our listeners can visit?
I do. Thank you for asking, and I meant to say that earlier, so thank you for this opportunity. www.coogan4liberty.org. CooganForLiberty.org. And you can go there and find out more about me. You can donate to my campaign. You can volunteer to help out. I'm also on Facebook. If you want to like Facebook/ Coogan4Auditor, that's the number 4Auditor, you'd be glad to be able to share my thoughts and et cetera with you.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Coogan. It has been an absolute delight and a pleasure, and we hope to hear a lot more from you very, very soon, and we wish you the best of luck with this upcoming election. Folks, you're hearing the guy. You like him. Please, please come out and vote.
Oh, give it up, Lamigan. I hung up on him. Have I died and gone to hell? Did we just talk to a state auditor for 25 minutes, Lamigan?
He's running for state auditor.
So he isn't yet.
He isn't. He's not anything yet.
He doesn't have my vote. I'm not voting.
You didn't like what he said about Hillary.
You know what he was trying to say. He was just trying to be political, and that's exactly why I hit career politician. We all know what we want to be done for Hillary.
Okay, well, let me put it to you this way, Diesel. When I want a candy bar, chocolate, Mr. Coogan's favorite was Snickers, I'm not about to come on a radio show and talk about how much I love spinach. Somebody's going to ask me, oh, Mr. Lamigan, could you talk about, do you love onions? I'm going to say, no, I'm going to say I want to talk about Snickers. I want to talk about chocolate because that's the product that I want to eat and that I sell now that I sell.
It's comical to call a Snickers a chocolate bar.
It's mostly just a caramel.
When you're
rock.
Hungry for a chocolate bar, you don't go and get a Snickers. You go get a Hershey. That's the only option.
You know what I've been eating? Dove. Yeah, you know what? It's ironic because I sell chocolate. Godiva. You know, I sell chocolate now, but it's actually funny because I only eat cacao beans. Cacao?
Cacao. What's in your chocolate?
I don't make the chocolate, I just sell it. The service at Lammy's is simple. You tell me your favorite chocolate bar, I go out and get it. Charge you double. It's quite simple.
All right, let's take a break. No one called in, and that's the first time in a long time no one has called in.
I can think of a couple. Exactly two reasons no one called in.
You probably didn't think we were on the air tonight.
Killers vote when I end up back in India. You ain't gonna be able to tell what the fuck's happened in India when you're bit with the turn up the momentum. Not going with them, never gonna slow up in them. Ready to snap any momentum.
You like that music?
I like Eminem. You know what? No, I don't. I like Eminem.
I like Eminems.
I like Eminems.
I used to think that too. I've got my Eminem CDs.
Well, listen, Diesel, nobody has called tonight. I just started my new business, Lammy's.
Nobody has called.
Not a single order. Folks, let me say this again. And for people who are out there maybe too stupid to listen to me the first time, I'm selling chocolate. So call in 216-368-2208. Tell me your favorite chocolate bar. I will go to the store, buy the chocolate bar. When you meet up with me, you pay double the price of the chocolate bar. That's simple.
It doesn't take an idiot to understand the concept, so folks, Lammy's chocolate, and I don't normally support stuff.
It's
like
actually Lammy's candy.
Lammy's candy. You call in 216-368-2208. That's all you have to do. And then you tell Lamigan what your favorite chocolate bar is, and he will go to the store, meet up with you, and you pay double the price of the chocolate.
Other folks would do triple. Other folks would do triple.
It's true. It's kind of how the country works, and it's a good thing, not a bad thing, to do stuff like that. It's not a bad thing. We have 11 people listening to the show online right now.
I'd like to talk to each and every one of them, and you know, if each one of them bought chocolate, we'd make some gas money tonight.
There's one Australia. Sydney.
That makes me sad. Sydney, Australia.
Oh, talk about your wife. She was named after the city.
That's actually,
you got 2 minutes.
That's actually true. And 2 minutes left of the show is actually my least favorite time to talk about my wife. So the listener in Sydney right now, my wife was named for your city, and now she's in a vegetative state. And she's in a coma, and I don't think she'll ever wake up. So, thanks for listening all the way out there in the Down Under, but my wife, her name is Sydney, and she's in a coma, and I live alone. So thanks for the call, but if anybody is able to buy some chocolate, I'm selling it.
And that's the show. For the 11 people listening, that's it.
Oh, thank we gotta bless the Patreon people. Folks, Patreon is a website. Patreon.com/goodnightshow. GoodNiteShow. Usually the shows are much more entertaining than this. And what we do is if you pay $1 a month, a whole dollar, 25 cents a week, $12 a year, you get a bonus show every week called Lammigan and Lammigan. That's me and me. So we are going to thank some of our little patrons. So let's see who's first. I only have 2 minutes, so I'm not going to get too detailed here. First of all, we've got Miss Kristen. Kristen, thanks for $2. We have Riley. Thank you for the $1. Thank you very much for the $1. Thank you to Ashley Eck. Ashley Eck for $2. That's 50 cents a week. Thank you, Ashley. Dane Anderson, $1. Thank you, Dane, for the $1. Tyler Fortney for $1.
Thank you. Wow.
We have Pizza, $1. Eric, $1. And Noah DePew, $1.
Well, that's the show. And that's just more than many perks you can get.
That's a lot of money. That's $8.
We're making about $8 a month.
We're making about $8.
I'm not saying it's glamorous. I'm not saying necessarily it's exciting. I am saying it's necessary.
I say it's honorable.
When the